Chapter 2. Peter's Coal Mine. Roberta woke up early the next morning. She tiptoed across to Phyllis's bed. Gently, she pulled her young sister's hair.
"What do you want?"
murmured Phyllis. She was still half asleep.
"Wake up! We're in the new house. There are no servants here. We must help Mother now. I'll go and wake Peter," whispered Roberta.
There was no water in their room. The girls dressed quickly and went to wash their faces at the water pump in the back garden.
"This is fun!"
cried Phyllis as the water splashed over her hands.
"Now we must go in and do some work for Mother," said Roberta when they had finished.
Carefully, the three children lit the fire and filled a kettle with water from the pump. They hung the kettle above the fire. They found plates and cups in one of the big boxes and put them on the table, ready for breakfast.
"Mother isn't awake yet," said Peter. "Let's go outside and explore."
Three chimneys stood on top of a hill. Grey and yellow stones poked up through the grass. At the bottom of the hill was the railway line and the large black mouth of a tunnel.
"Let's sit on that flat stone," said Roberta. "Perhaps we will see a train go by."
When Mother came out at 8 o'clock, they were all fast asleep in the sunshine. They had put the kettle on the fire at 5 o'clock, 3 hours ago. All the water had boiled away, and there was now a hole in the bottom of the kettle. The fire had gone out. The plates and cups were covered in dust, because the children hadn't thought to wash them.
"Never mind," laughed Mother. "We can boil some water in a pan, and then we can all have a cup of tea. And I've found the dinner."
She led them into the kitchen and pointed to a door.
"Last night, I thought this was a cupboard. It was so dark. But look," she said.
Mother opened the door, and the children saw a little room with a table in the middle. On it, there was roast beef, bread and butter, cheese, and an apple pie.
"Apple pie for breakfast!" cried Peter. "What fun!"
"Mrs. Viney did leave us some dinner after all," said Mother. "She left me a note as well. She left early yesterday because her son was ill."
It was a wonderful breakfast. Everyone was very hungry.
"It feels like dinner because we were up so early," said Peter as he passed his plate for more apple pie.
When the children had finished, they helped Mother to unpack some of the boxes and put everything away in the right place. Then Mother said, "I'm tired. I'm going to lie down for a while. Go out to play if you like, but please be careful." Roberta, Peter and Phyllis looked at each other. They were all thinking the same thing.
"Let's go down to the railway," cried Roberta.
The children scrambled down the grassy slope to a wooden fence. On the other side was the railway line. They stood behind the fence and looked down the line.
"Listen," said Phyllis. "I think I can hear a train."
They all looked at the mouth of the tunnel. There was a rustling, hissing sound. Suddenly a train rattled out of the tunnel and chugged past them, picking up speed as it left the station. Thick smoke poured from the engine. The little stones on the railway line jumped and rattled.
"Oh, did you see that?" sighed Roberta. "It was like a great big dragon."
"And the tunnel is like a dragon's cave,"
laughed Phyllis. Peter asked,
"Do you think it's going to London?"
"Father is in London," replied Roberta. "Let's go to the station and find out."
They walked along the little path beside the railway line. Phyllis counted the tall telegraph poles until they reached the station.
They peeped into the porter's room. A porter sat half asleep behind a newspaper. Peter walked along the platform, where he found a huge stack of coal with a white line painted around the top. When the porter came out of his room, Peter said,
"Why do you need all that coal, sir?"
"There is a fire in a train's engine to make it go. The fireman puts coal on the fire to keep it burning," he explained.
"What is that white line for?" asked Peter.
"It shows the station master how much coal there is," came the reply. "So don't think of taking any, young man."
The children often thought about Father and about their old school. Life was very different now. Mother was busy all day. She wrote stories for children and sold them to make money for the family. She read the stories aloud at tea time, and they all enjoyed this. Mother told them they were quite poor, although they still had nice clothes and plenty of food. But in the middle of summer, the weather turned very cold, and it rained every day. Nobody could go out, and everybody shivered. One day, the children went upstairs to Mother's room. They knocked on the door and went in. As usual, Mother was sitting at her desk with a pen in her hand. "What do you want, my little ones?" she asked.
"We're so cold. May I light a fire, Mummy?" asked Roberta. "I know how to do it."
No, we can't have fires in the middle of summer," Mother replied. "Coal costs so much money. We can't afford it."
"But I don't need much coal," said Roberta.
"I'm sorry, Roberta," said Mother. "If you're cold, run around for a while. That will warm you up. Now off you go. I'm very busy." Phyllis whispered to Peter,
"Mother's always busy now."
But Peter wasn't listening. He was thinking. They went to play in the attic, where they found an old pram. Phyllis pushed the pram around the attic, while Roberta and Peter chased her. Soon, they felt warmer. When the children came down for their tea a few hours later, they were very hungry. Phyllis started to spoon jam on her bread and butter.
"Jam or butter, Phyllis," said Mother. "You can't have both."
Phyllis finished her bread and butter in silence. Peter was still thinking. After tea, the children went back to the attic.
"I've got an idea," said Peter, leaning on the pram. "It's about being poor and cold."
"What is it?" asked Roberta.
"I can't tell you," he replied.
"Why not?"
asked Phyllis.
"I'm going out now. If Mother asks where I am, just tell her I am out," he said.
Roberta and Phyllis were puzzled. The next day, Peter called the girls outside.
"Come with me, you two, and bring the old pram from the attic," he said.
Peter led the way down the hill towards the station. Roberta and Phyllis followed with the pram. Peter stopped next to a pile of stones. He moved them away to reveal some coal. Roberta and Phyllis looked at the coal in surprise. How did Peter know it was there? He must have found it yesterday when he went out. Together, the children filled the pram with coal and pushed it back to the house. They emptied it into the coal shed and went back to the station for more. They made three journeys because the coal was so heavy. But soon, a big pile of coal was safely stored in the coal shed at Three Chimneys. After that, Peter often went out after tea, and the children laughed when Mrs. Viney said to Mother,
"There's still plenty of coal in the coal shed, madam. It's lasting a very long time."
But one day, the station master looked at the white line painted on his stack of coal.
I think someone may be stealing my coal, he said to the porter. I'm going to keep watch tonight.
When it was dark, the station master crept onto the platform. He heard a rustling noise coming from inside the stack of coal. He chuckled and hid behind a pile of boxes like a cat waiting for a mouse. A small figure appeared at the top of the stack of coal and dropped to the ground. It was a boy, and he was carrying something.
Gotcha!
Cried the station master. He jumped out of his hiding place and grabbed Peter's collar. He looked at the bag of coal in Peter's hand.
You young thief!
I'm not a thief,
cried Peter.
Come to my office. Are you by yourself, or are there more of you?
Asked the station master. Two more small figures appeared from the shadows. Peter stared at Roberta and Phyllis in surprise.
You followed me,
he cried crossly. We knew what you were doing, Peter, said Roberta. She turned to the station master.
It's our fault too, she said. We're Peter's sisters. We knew all about it, and we helped him to take the coal away.
The station master lit a match. He looked at the children in its flickering light.
You're the children from Three Chimneys, he said in surprise. You live there with your mother. Why did you do it? Why did you take the coal? Don't you know that stealing is wrong?
Peter said,
Yes, of course we do, but I didn't take very much. There is still plenty of coal left for the trains.
Why did you want the coal anyway? Did you take it for fun?
Asked the station master.
Pushing the pram up that hill isn't much fun, Peter grumbled. We were cold, and we wanted to make a fire. But Mother said we were too poor to buy coal, so I thought...
I see, said the station master.
His voice was kinder now. He rubbed his chin thoughtfully.
I will let you go this time, he said. But remember, all of you, it's wrong to steal.